Well, those donations, as I understand it, amounted to, what, £3,000, despite an attendance of 100,000 people, and it cost £250,000
to fund.
That was last year.
Yes, but you can't just ask for donations and then say, OK, we've only got £3,000. It is a continuous thing that needs to go on all the year. And I know that people in the community, we put our hands in our pocket. I do that every year, right? I put my hands in my pocket and give more than £2 a year to make it happen, OK? Portland Square, are we going to say then we're going to contain all those people in Portland Square?
Yeah, how are you going to get 100,000 people into Portland Square, Rebecca?
Because the event is going to close, the daytime event is going to close at 6 o'clock. At any one time, it's estimated that there's 30,000 people on site at any one time. If you reduce the amount of time that the site is open for, you're actually going to reduce the number of people who actually attend. Mm. And in order to then deliver the sound systems aspect of it in a safe environment, we worked out that actually we can put them into venues so people still get access to the sound systems, but it's in a safe environment.
What's going on? How can you run an event where 100,000 people turn up, where on the face of it it's incredibly successful, and yet you can't make it pay?
Do you know, it's really disappointing that, you know, we worked out that actually on the day, everyone probably spends about £20, you know, on some jerk chicken, on a beer, on, you know, that sort of stuff. So that means actually on the day, probably about £2 million exchanges hands. And the saddening thing is that people only decided that actually it was worth donating £3,000 to the event that created the platform for them to enjoy their day. I don't understand. I don't understand how that happened.
Let me just ask finally, Rebecca, on that. Yeah, I know that you're selling it well here by saying we're going to cut it back. The evening event will still go ahead. It'll be a more contained event. But you must be devastated that this has happened. I've been down to this the last two or three years. I loved the carnival and the whole atmosphere and feel right around the area, not just in Portland Square. You must be devastated yourself, Rebecca, that this year is not going to be the same carnival as before.
Absolutely. At the end of the day, it's something that you want to see grow and develop and invest more in the community. And personally, I know that it can actually have a future and it can be done. But really, everyone needs to pitch in the spirit of carnival of yesteryear. Everyone pitches in.
Is this a cry for help? Happen. Is this a cry for help now for this year? Or are you saying this is like a fait accompli, that this year it's not going to happen the way it has before? Or are you really just threatening people and say, if you don't put your hands in your pockets, folk, come the summer, this won't happen?
I can't say for sure. You know, if everyone pitched in right now and suddenly raised £130,000, then, you know, wow, that would be fantastic. But it's one of these things where we say, not just this year, it's every year.
Yeah.
You know, we started donations last year, we started text donations last year, and I think it's part of that culture understanding
that didn't work too well,
know,
did it?
Yeah. You know, you have to invest in it, and you have to show that you do value an event by making a contribution.